from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
I okay. need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah!
On 95.7 The Game.
What is going on?
Yeah!
Yes, sir. Team USA! 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 I do feel like asking the question right away, but I won't, because it's time to give that team their due.
The Giants! Give them their due. They're hot.
Talking about Team USA.
Right, right. Dude, the Giants, don't go in.
I'm going to say this right now. And I didn't think I was going to come out this strong, but I'm going to.
What you got?
I don't think people realize how clutch that was yesterday.
Man.
I got to tell you, Goo, when I think of the most clutch shots, performances.
Talk to me.
There are certain venues where pressure's right there.
Woo!
And there's never more pressure than when you're expected to win and you're down and it's late and you know if you lose, you're going to get ridiculed.
Not just
and
ridiculed.
Everybody's
going
to be absolutely on your back. I get it. They were down 17. They got some breaks, all that stuff. But the most clutch free throws of all time, that'll never be matched. Those will never be matched. The ones from Doug Collins in 1972.
Doug.
When Team USA was down 1 point to Russia with 3 seconds, Soviet Union, with 3 seconds left. And he knocked them both down. And then the ref stuck it to us in 72. Those were the most clutch free throws to me in basketball history. Tell you what, yesterday that comeback was up there. You can't lose that game to Serbia, Goo.
Man, they almost did. Jokic would have been like, to hell going back to back. This is better than winning a chip. I knocked off the Super Friends. Stani, it was incredible. And tell me if you, it's my opinion, so you can't take it away from
me. Try.
But it was my USA Russia moment in regard to hockey back in the day. That was, I couldn't believe what I was watching yesterday. And the sweet part of it all is the man from the Yay area led him. Steph hadn't had the best Olympics. He wasn't pouting, but 9 of 14 for 36 effing points with what you just talked. Stani, they were in a social media world that's already killing Kerr for his rotation. I don't know if they would have survived. Oh. This would have been Macbeth Olympic version, Stani.
Yet another tragedy.
Stani,
it's enough of that.
Come on, man. That was great. And I do feel like we let the people down on 95.7 the game yesterday.
Well,
we should have went play-by-play. No. We were scared. We didn't grab them, and we were worried about what the boss would say. Next time, I'm just doing it. He didn't say not to. Sometimes moments happen. You either meet them or you mess them up. And we choked. We joked yesterday. Yeah. Anybody that was listening knew we were watching it.
I wasn't.
No, we were.
That's the difference between you and me.
Evan had to tell you to lock in nine times yesterday.
Did you see me turn my back to the screen?
No, because it wasn't on your screen. Now I felt bad for you. I wanted to get the remote.
That horse bleep baseball team was in front of me. I put Team USA in back of me because I was watching it too much.
I said, this man's not watching it.
There were too many pauses in the show.
But your neck to TV ratio, it's slow. I sound like when you turn around.
Evan,
I noticed you were playing a lot of sound in that last segment.
Come on, Evan.
I was doing
me.
The show like this. If you look it on the YouTube chat, I had my back to the game.
Matt Barrows.
Now I know what it's like for Willard when he was doing shows alone. Because that's the way it felt.
In the bunker?
You hung me out to dry.
But stop. Mia, you did that to me. But anyway, Stani, this won't be forgotten. And I got to tell you and Evan and everybody listening, I feel like the game against France is just, there's no way they're going to be Torture City is back.
No, that was their scare. Well, that and the South Sudan.
that wouldn't have sent them home, South
Sudan.
That was their scare.
They'll come out tomorrow. They got to win one game. They'll be all wound up. See, this is what I mean, and this is why I do what I do. It's for people like the 408.
What do you got?
I'm sorry, 925. Nobody knows or saw the 72 Olympics, Steiny, but you. That's my point.
I wasn't here.
Do some homework, okay? Do some homework and watch the game between the U.S. and the Soviet Union when we got hosed three times in that game.
So they cheated, basically.
The refs had a bad last 3 seconds. Let's put it that way.
Last 3 seconds.
There was an inadvertent horn.
I asked dibs.
There's a documentary on it. You never seen it?
No.
You don't? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Are you serious?
I promise.
1972 Olympics?
No. Nope,
gold medal game?
Wasn't here.
I
don't.
But Roberto Clemente's your favorite player, and you weren't here for him either.
Shout out to Banyas. I got that story right. But go ahead, tell us.
Oakland A's won the World Series that year.
So in 1972,
A's
the U.S. was playing the Soviet Union, the height of the Cold War, unbelievable rivalry.
Yeah.
U.S. team's up. U.S. team's down one. Doug Collins drives to the basket, gets absolutely hammered. Now he's at the line with 3 seconds to go.
Give it to
gold medal game, down one, buries them both. Just didn't even hit the rim.
So where's the drama?
The drama occurs after that, unfortunately.
Ted, you got to tell me.
Well,
tell us.
I mean, the details are sketchy now, but Soviet Union runs a play, and there was a horn in the background, and USA thought they won the game. They put time back on the clock.
Okay.
Something happened again. They put time back on the clock, and then they came up with a miraculous play and laid it in at the buzzer.
Oh, man.
And the Soviet Union beat us 51-50. But you know about this. It's they didn't accept their silver medals. The USA team did not accept their silver medals.
I love that.
Well, of course you did.
I met the criteria to be selected, but I wasn't.
It was among the biggest hose jobs in sports history.
I gotta check that out.
Yeah, it's a great, great documentary.
But like a great game, Kevin Durant, the great established Kevin Durant, NBA championship, said yesterday this was the biggest game he played in. And Stani, I kind of believe it with I mean, we are the best basketball players in the world. We have them collectively. And to go out and lose that game to Jokic in Serbia yesterday would have been – that's all the world would have been talking about. So I kind of feel them in regard to the biggest game. There was a lot at stake for a lot of guys, and Curry came up big.
Well, it's funny because I was thinking about that too. So I'm thinking, okay, he should have said the biggest win. That would have made sense because he was in a big game, Game 6, he threw the CYO pass, as you call it.
That was one of the worst passes I've ever seen. Lemon booty at its finest.
And then let's face it. When he's in the finals with the Warriors, no pressure. Come on.
Yeah. They weren't a shot over LeBron, though.
Yeah, in Game 4.
You don't know what they had to overcome. Shout out David West.
Yeah.
I would have went Martin Luther King.
Right.
You don't know what they had to overcome.
It hits better when you say it.
My bad. It's Friday.
I mean, there was no pressure on the Warriors, though. The Warriors might have been bigger favorites against the Cavs than Team USA and Serbia yesterday.
I'll give you that.
No pressure on that.
I'll give you that.
So, yeah, I mean, and isn't it funny? One last hurrah for the fossils. LeBron, Curry, and Durant brought it home.
Please stop. We got at least 3 more years of them. Guys.
Yeah, playing in 38 and 43.
Lakers, Suns, and Dubs. But I will. You're going to call me crazy or being a homer. I don't know. Watching Steph do what he did in front of the world makes me feel better about this Warrior season.
Good.
Now, that might not talk to me in a month. But there's something about if, like, I never doubted him, Steph, Steiny. But, yeah. I got a pep in my step for Steph, like, that's our guy.
Yeah, he was great.
And him and Draymond are allegedly on record as saying they're okay with the moves this offseason by the Warriors. I would have wanted marketing.
Sources say the Warriors, those two guys.
But what are you going to say? Hell no. We know. Draymond nicked the deal. He told us.
Give me a break.
Rose had us.
I don't want to talk about Draymond Green right now.
I was talking about Kerr.
No, he's no
the
factor.
Rose had him on.
He's no factor right now. He's not on the team.
Yeah.
He wasn't good enough.
Shasky asked him, was Dre texting him during the game about rotations?
Oh, what'd Kerr say?
You know how some material hits and did some? It's like,
he deserved it.
Yeah.
All right, I'll start there. I'm going to ask you, what do you do? You think you got all the answers out there, you guys who think Kerr's an idiot. We got 12 of the best players on planet Earth on our team.
Yeah.
What do you want him to do? You want him to coach like it's a sixth grade team and split up everybody's time and everybody gets to play? Or do you want him to say to two guys before the game, guys, look, the rotation's 9, maybe 10. I don't make me do this. I got to try to coach this way.
I'm with you. I have no problem with Kerr, Stoddy.
Tatum.
Now he's your best friend.
Pike.
No doubt about it. You can't get them all in there.
You can't play everybody.
Yeah.
Steve Kerr being exposed as a fraudulent coach. You're fraudulent.
You're a fraudulent fan. They're about to win the gold.
Wake up and learn the game, people.
Yep. That was exciting. And Jokic, how good is he? We got to give him his props. Well, I think we know, but Steiny, had he knocked off this collection of USA talent, boy, man.
Yeah. Would have been a big one.
The Joker.
Would have been a big loss for Team USA. And I got a question, because I saw it firsthand here. While the game was going on, and I want to know why, I'll come clean, and there's a lot of degrees to this. Why weren't you rooting? Not you. The you plural. Why weren't some of you rooting for Team USA?
Because we love drama. We wanted to go to the cesspool that is Twitter and just bury
everybody.
So you're
acknowledging it.
Oh, there's no doubt. I saw Americans, I won't name them, rooting for Serbia. They wanted the smut. They wanted to care. Everybody was going, LeBron, the lick he had. Oh, boy.
My question is, why?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why? Because this is what makes us tick. Nobody cares Travis Scott got arrested this morning in
Paris.
Who
is he?
I know who he is. But it's going viral. We love this stuff. We love bad. And that's what
that's
Americans...
That's not why.
Give it to us, then.
Well, I mean, no. I shouldn't say that's not why. If it might be why. It's not why for me. So I'm looking at the game thinking,
I appreciate the honesty because you are.
I'm not rooting against Team USA.
But
I'm not rooting for them either.
And that bothers me.
Sorry, I'm not.
Why?
Because I just wanted to watch the game and what happens. I would never root against Team USA.
Because Canada got eliminated.
Because that would be like rooting against the Warriors when they won, Durant. You're just banging your head against the wall. Why would you root against a team that's so overwhelmingly good that 99% of the time you're going to be a loser and you're going to feel bad if you root against them? So I don't really have, I didn't have a passing interest. Yeah. I had a passing interest, but I'm not rooting against Team USA.
But you knew it was heavy had they lost. We felt it in here.
Sure. Yeah.
USA.
I tend
USA.
Not to be fans of juggernauts.
Well, that's
I'm more of a David fan than a Goliath fan.
I'll give you that.
That's the
reason.
Well,
that's psychological, though.
Every part of being a fan psychological.
No, but the bad part where you could go cut the grass and your team is going to handle the business. You missed the first half. You know they're up, whatever. But when they're like the Giants this year and you don't know when they've been down and they're clawing and fighting, that adds intrigue. And you're glued. You're like, I'll cut the lawn after the game. Because you know what I mean? My book's coming out of how to be a fan.
Let me tell you something. Okay, go ahead. You want to shoehorn the Giants in? Go ahead.
No, I'm saying for all
watch
the
everybody.
Know-it-alls that don't understand baseball is 162 games.
This guy
and
gave up on the Pirates after they were 4-7.
You gave me the mic and then you ripped it back.
I don't want to hear it. Yeah, that's right.
The press was over. You know press what? Conference over.
Go to the ship. Yeah. I'll meet you there later.
Guy's not going to listen to me.
Go ahead.
No, all I kept saying, and Dibs too, I'm putting Dibby in the car with me. The math is still there. And now they're 3 back of their goal. I'm not saying they're going to do it, but shame.
No,
on the quitters and shame on the dreamers that don't understand, hey, you know what, Goo? It looks bad. We are down and out, but you got 54, 64 games, and now they're 3 out. When I see you Monday, they might occupy the damn thing. So it's just like, Don't journey. Don't stop believing, people. Whatever you're going through, get up, don't quit, and fight.
Unbelievable.
And you can accomplish and come back from being counted out. That's life. And that's why I'm looking at this Giant team like they have not quit. They've done a lot
that's great.
Of bad,
oh, that's
but they
great.
Have not quit.
Why would they? Why would they quit?
Well, you know what I mean. When morale, when things going bad, some people tend to just let it get the best of them.
Well,
and they don't know they quit, but they quit upstairs.
Okay, you know what?
You know what I mean?
I'll play the game with you. Congratulations to the Giants. They've climbed into ninth place.
Well, they're 500.
They're in ninth place.
They came above 500.
And here's and Guru got a firsthand lesson yesterday. A firsthand lesson in what I've been talking about the whole time.
I have no idea.
He sees
where he's
that
going.
The Giants win. And he goes, Steiny, it's 2.5. The Braves lost.
Yeah.
And I'm like, don't you get it, Goo? But the Mets won. So now the Mets are in third.
It's okay.
The third wild card.
We got enough time to make
up. So they're three back.
Yeah.
They're three back.
Well, can you imagine the Diamondbacks? Hey, I'm not selling you. Hey, they're
trying to. Then stop.
I'm saying when you get in and you get that, you make it to the party.
I'm begging you.
You can dance.
I'm begging you to stop.
Stop it.
I'm begging you.
Where's Fitz at? Hey, I'm just telling you. This is why I love sports. We overreact too soon.
Did you hear what you just said? That's infuriating to me. Overreact too soon.
Like, yeah.
Right. Because you gave up on them 2 weeks ago, and now they've won 9 of 10. Now they're going to the playoffs.
Can I do my
Now
Michael
they're going
Jackson?
To the World Series.
We have sound.
Talk to me in a week when
we
you
have
quit
sound.
Again. Hey. You're going to quit again.
It's not
you're
about,
going
no.
to
I
quit
I said they're
going to
win a round in the playoffs. That's right. on file.
Right, but you'll quit again. You
they won't. It ain't about me quitting.
No,
they haven't quit.
I know. We know that you quit on teams.
I cannot wait. This is just like, man.
This is like, man, what?
It's exciting.
No, it's not.
To watch the rest of the season and meaningful baseball, to me it is.
It's not exciting yet, Goo. We're not even in September. We're not even in mid-August.
But if you play bad baseball, September wouldn't even matter.
It might not.
Well,
we're still not even there.
It's exciting to see. And you're right. But you might.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's have fun. 888-957-9570.
You're
as fired up about the Giants as Goo? 888-957-9570.
It's life that I'm fired up about.
Oh, boy. Look at everything lighting up. Everything's lighting up. Boy, hold the phones.
Oh,
hold the phones. We got 7 people on hold.
Oh, man.
Not 5. Not 6.
Bron.
What about him?
Dude,
clutch.
I felt he was icing Curry out a little bit.
He and Curry were absolutely positively clutch.
He guarded Jokic. We can't overlook that. His ass went down there and was guarding the big fella, Steiny.
You know what's funny? Is
clutch with a K.
Something that's a...
might be an early six.
So, some of our listeners, you know what? You're a little bit gutless, and you know it.
What?
You know it, and you know who you are. You know who you are. You know that you were rooting for the United States to lose. You know it. And I'm asking you why, and you're too gutless to tell me because you don't want to come clean.
Wow.
Why? I'll tell you one reason I can't get behind this team is I don't think the players are that compelling. Other than Curry, LeBron.
Anthony Edwards. I guess, Donnie, guy like
give you,
what do you want?
Tatum?
Do you want an IG live of them doing? Like, that's shocking coming
from
you.
My point is this.
Bourne is okay.
LeBron is played out. He's 40 years old.
But
he's ubiquitous. He's all over the place. I'm like, I've got LeBron fatigue.
Oh, wow.
Who else? Kevin Durant. You know what? I don't dislike Durant. There he goes again. Getting into it in social media. Oh, you know, it was your biggest win of your career, but you go right to social media to chastise people. Miss me with that.
Hey, back
I don't
up. Hold on real
I
quick,
don't get behind.
I'm going to let you finish. How would you know he's on Twitter?
Because I read headlines of people who don't write their own stories, but aggregate from the internet.
Spadoni was in my ear with that one.
Joel Embiid? He's easy to get behind.
What do you want, though? What are you asking for?
I want more likable players.
Well, that's a you problem.
Well, that's why I'm not. Don't ask me to get into. But LeBron, that's the reason.
I am not LeBron Doubtstein.
That's
the, dude's
the reason why teams go from popular to hugely popular. Mm. It's because they have players that are compelling and that we like.
Derek White?
Who the hell is he?
Shouldn't even be on the team.
Jason Tatum, Mr. Come on.
Like, got a haircut.
You're pissing me off.
You're pissing me off. I can't believe you're the guys. Like, you want something more than the game.
That's right. I do.
And you know, that's not
the
fair.
The Olympics come around every 4 years. They put together this team of stars that I don't find compelling. I don't. So sue me.
You're grumpy this morning.
No, I'm not. Now, let's talk about something like the U.S. women's soccer team. Now, they've got some players that I find compelling.
And that's good.
And so I have more interest in that team as opposed to a bunch of guys who've made $250 million during the course of their careers who are going to party for 40 days in Monaco, in Vegas, in Lilly.
Yeah, okay. Come on, man. I thought we were about to give them
love. Don't ask me to cheer for Joel Embiid.
Well, he's playing
he shouldn't
for
even be
country.
Playing for us.
Well, he had a damn good game yesterday. 8 of 11 from the field, 19 big points.
He's French.
I don't know. Let's go to Steve-O in San Francisco.
Good. Steve-O, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. It's been a while since I got a chance to call in. I love the show so much. Guru, bring that noise, man.
Pipe it up.
We need that 100 times energy.
Hold the plug. Pull the plug.
Steve, I think the Giants had a shot, and why not us?
Because you stink.
They stayed pat with the pitching.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You know what? What do you want? You want to extend Farhan again for another 3 years?
Nobody said that.
Hey, you know what? I am going to jump on the Farhan, dump on Farhan thing. You know, he's tried to make some good moves, tried to get some big you know, bats and big arms. Couldn't do it. But that's not all on Farhan. And you know, he made kind of a bad deal with Soler, so he got off of that. And he got a bat and a first baseman who came through yesterday 4-for-4 with the game-winning hit. So, you know, no, he's not the greatest GM, but I don't think he's the worst.
Nah. No, I'm with you. Thanks, Steve-O. Appreciate it. Who's more compelling, the Giants or Team USA? 888-957-9570. I know a lot of you didn't root for the USA, and I want to know why.
And
I'm not going to chastise
you. They got
you.
Guts like that to call and admit that they were rooting against them. Like, come on, man. But stick your chest out and just be honest. It's okay.
See, this is what bothers you. This is what bothers me. Leave it to Matt to disparage Team USA. I spent the first 5 minutes saying that that's as clutch as it gets. You're down 17 late in an Olympic game where you can get eliminated. You're heavy favorites. That's when the pressure is on, and they came through, and I give them credit for that. But I just don't find pros playing in Olympic basketball overly compelling. All right, 888-957-9570. Real quick, the great Rich Mitchman paying $199. So we got to read these. Even though they're trying to stick it to us. What's a good station that talks Warrior basketball? That's from the great Mitch Richmond.
Well, that's from the great Rich Mitchin.
Now he got another one. Trade Kuminga.
Oh, by the way, Kuminga wants that chicken.
Trade Kuminga or trade 30 to a contender. Okay, 888-957-9570. Let's go. It's a potpourri Friday. You want to talk Olympic basketball? We can do it. You want to talk about the Giants? We can do it. You want to talk about Jonathan Kuminga wanting $224 million? We can do that, too. You want to talk about Brandon Ayuk? We can do that. Let's go. It's half your show. 888-957-9570. I've been watching a show called Below Zero. It's about life in the bush.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Just finished season one last night.
2-2-2.
Susan in Cavick ended up buying the place she's staying in.
I'm out.
And you know what? The breakup of the Yukon River didn't turn into a catastrophe. Dude, it is fascinating.
Wow, dude.
Now
is it on Netflix or Prime?
I have no idea.
See, that's what bothers me.
Why?
How do you recruit for this show and you don't even know what?
I just search life, and then usually it comes below zero, and then I just click.
Yep.
And I don't...
Boy TC said we're on fire. Raymond Chesterson.
Really?
Yeah, the great tight end for the Raiders. You saw on Lake Chabot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, we had some good times over at the golf course. What up, TC?
You don't golf.
We didn't golf when I went.
By the way, as many of you know, I called for all Giants fans to come out of the woodwork. Come on, let's talk.
You turned it
Got
into
open
something.
Lines on 95.7 The Game. You know why? Because Giants fans are smarter than you.
No,
they know not to get this excited. For this,
I'm excited. Don't you know me about
look at
the possibility?
He's sitting there calm as a cucumber.
I'm excited about the possibility, and I got in the cap. Maybe this might have something to do with it that they're going to win a series. So if that comes to fruition,
dude,
watch
it'll just
out.
Be another thing to stack on top of the other things you were wrong about.
Get rid of these fat heads of me in this room. Stop. I can't take it. Hey, that wasn't fair.
What?
The fat.
Yeah.
Well,
we got a lot going on, believe it or not.
Ayuk,
well, there's nothing going on there.
Well, TJ Husmanzada joined Willard and Dibbs yesterday. Had some interesting stuff.
Yeah,
to say.
We'll play. We'll get into some of that. I get, you know, to quote the great Bob Fitzgerald, and I tell me if I'm wrong, 49er fans. And by the way, nobody's called in yet, so that means nobody disagrees with anything I've said.
You spoiled it. Like, you didn't get them good.
I believe most 49er fans right now are employing the old Bob Fitzgerald adage, don't tell me about the labor pains, show me the baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a spinoff on mine.
888-957-9570. Brandon Ayuk. Oh, boy.
Dude, we went hard in the paint on them all week.
Standing on the sidelines.
Hey, they got a game tomorrow. Where are you watching? See, I don't know what to do with them, Evan.
My fault.
Dude, I watched that game in its entirety last night.
New England. Oh, congratulations. What? Yeah. You're
game
sick.
Play.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds like you have a great life.
I was with you like half you have the night.
Sounds like you have a lot of friends.
I was
you watch
with
the Giants,
the night.
Then you
say
watch
that.
Team USA, then you watch an exhibition football game.
It's called a DVR,
and then what?
Bud.
Then what'd you watch?
It's a DVR.
Then you watch the Marlins. Yeah, boy. Mia, where are you?
Yeah.
Get the guy out of the house.
Absolutely incredible.
Shut up.
Hey, that was a little too far. He hadn't done anything, Steiny.
Oh, my gosh. Congrats to Team USA.
Well, they haven't won the gold yet.
But they were going to medal.
Okay.
You see Draymond tweeting at Kerr last night?
Wow.
You got to throw the rotations out sometimes.
I didn't know there was part four.
Are you serious?
Evan, you being
I swear to God.
So this is different than what he said yesterday and the day before?
He did say it yesterday because that's when the game was. But
God. You're not on the team, bud. And you're getting mad. You're clowning Gobert, who's on his country's team.
God.
But I'm a Draymond hater. I'm not. I think the dude's all time. I just he
all time
be,
what?
Ferocious junkyard dog on the field. But all time,
it's a court.
He couldn't be my team. You know what I mean?
Is he playing center field these days?
He couldn't be my teammate. We wouldn't coexist.
Yeah,
it would have been Reggie Jackson, Billy Martin.
In a minute. 209, Giants will break our hearts. They're going to give us hope. They break our hearts all over again. So I won't get too excited till October if they make it. Yeah, Guru's just trying to drum up.
No, it's better to love and have lost right. than not love at all.
Look, and we all know what's going on here. Guru's trying to drum up some synthetic kind of enthusiasm that he knows doesn't exist.
They're three back after being left for dead by a lot of folks not named Goo.
Nobody left him for dead.
And dibs.
Nobody
Willard
just
left him for dead.
Nobody cares.
No.
They got a lot more work to do to get people to care.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're in what?
Hey, can I play something?
Go ahead.
No.
Don't botch it.
You know what? You play.
That's your job.
Good. What would you like to play?
No. I'm doing this one for a reason. I want 49er fans to go on a little trip with me. I want you to close your eyes.
All right.
Close your eyes. And imagine for a second that Jed York is being asked about Brandon Ayuk. Okay?
Okay.
Imagine Jed York is being interviewed and they're asking him about Brandon Ayuk.
I got it. I'm ready. Yeah, where are we going?
What would you think if Jed York said this?
Oh, boy.
Are you saying there's a sense of urgency as you begin the preseason to get CD done?
No.
No? Why do you say that?
I went to high school or I went to college. I don't know why I said it, but I'm just saying I don't know. I don't have a sense of urgency about getting it done.
It's a long tradition.
Pick any reason you want. I said no boo 2 days ago. Give that as a reason.
Yes, sir.
What a sick, twisted man you are,
Jerry,
to play that.
Jones, the owner
that
of the Cowboys.
That was Joe Biden.
Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, has a situation on his hands with CeeDee Lamb. Now, CeeDee Lamb's not in camp, but they asked Jerry Jones, hey, you got a sense of urgency?
What
was that? Are you saying there's a sense of urgency as you begin the preseason to get CeeDee done?
No.
No? Why do you say that?
I went to high school or I went to college. I don't know why I said it, but I'm just saying I don't know. I don't have a sense of urgency about getting it done. Pick any reason you want. I said no boo 2 days ago. Give that as a reason.
Yes, sir.
I hope you're learning again, Goo.
Now,
another learning experience.
That is scary. No, seriously, that is whoa.
Every time you say, do you think Jed York's war? Do you think Kyle Shanahan? No, they're not. This is all business for these guys.
Well, I think they're taking a Major League, the movie approach, to where they're sabotaging themselves so they can lose and start over, Stoney. So that's different than Jed York, who we expect in the Super Bowl.
The point is,
that was not funny or cute.
That's kind of funny.
That was sad.
I don't think so.
And Norm is 84 with his wits.
No.
Jerry's 81. That, like, I called him the grandfather. That's how I looked at that was bad.
Okay.
I don't know why I said it. I went to high school and college. First, who's asking you about that? What are you talking about? They're asking you about your stud wide receiver's contract, and you say you went to where? High school and college? WTF! And then I don't know why I said it. Wow. He's running your team. Oh, boy.
Focus on what's important. And what's important is he said, no, I don't feel urgency.
Oh, man.
This is what I mean. We care as fans more than these guys. They're in the game. This is not a huge deal to these guys. They deal with some form of it every year. They negotiate with players every single year.
I agree with
that. And there are instances where things probably get as tangled with CeeDee Lamb and Brandon Ayuk as they did with guys that they negotiated with 2 years ago, and it's business as usual. So he doesn't care if CeeDee Lamb misses 2 exhibition games. Who cares? They'll get him in when they get him in.
As far as the 49er perspective, this is not good. The Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk situation is what it is. They do care, Stani. And this is how we step back sometimes and we judge organizations. Organizations like the Warriors, who throughout the years have been stellar and handled their business. I'm not saying they've been perfect, but this is odd for the Warriors. What's going on in Dallas with Micah Parsons, Dak, and CeeDee Lamb is peculiar. It's strange. But when you hear the guy running it give you that sound bite, like that, I'm worried. I would call Kaiser. Somebody, we need to just check. Something is going on. That was not cute. I thought they were everybody laughing. Okay, that was not cute, man.
So you've been watching sports for 50 years,
yep.
And you've never seen a coach, a GM, or an owner downplay a situation.
Oh, no doubt. Come on, Stoney.
Well, then what's the big deal?
That a guy like a CeeDee Lamb, who you're not saving, you're going to end up paying him. What are you doing? What? I don't understand that.
And well, then what? Well, then
Brandon
why are you
Ayuk
so worried?
Is different, but Trent Williams, the same thing. Unless he wants to relax and be at home and not show up, I think it's fair for any Niner fan to say, what the hell are you doing? That's all, Stoney. Wouldn't you want said player in any sport at practice or camp right before the season kicks off, even if they're not going to play in the preseason game? That's not the
ideally,
way to do it.
Ideally, but this isn't the first holdout.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, if you put it that way, you're way more than correct. But,
DJ,
dude, they are an S show in Dallas right now, and that tells you why.
Oh, and they're not here?
This is odd. I don't know what's going on here. A guy wants to get up out of doubt. Well, you're about to play the sound. Judge for yourself.
Well, I want to get this. Well, okay, here's Hushpinzada.
I just want the 49ers to realize what they have and Kyle Shanahan fix this situation. Like, you can't have – like, it really is disheartening when other teams, plural, are willing to pay you so much more than your own team, but you're still willing to take less to stay with your own team. Figure that out, because y'all did this with DeForest Buckner. Y'all remember that, right? They traded him to the Colts and drafted Javon Kinlaw because he was supposed to be the answer. And I'm probably guessing if DeForest Buckner was still with the Niners these last few years, they may have a Super Bowl. He was that good up front. And so don't just think you can draft a guy and replace a guy. Like, it's not that easy. And the Niners have been really, really good without Buckner. But they may have a Super Bowl if they had him. So don't let a total of $5, $6 million cost you a Super Bowl.
All right, that's Brandon Ayuk's. Yeah. But we talked specifically about DeForest Buckner. Shanahan talked specifically about Buckner, and he told you what their thought process was. And quite frankly, when he did that, I don't have a problem with it. The 49ers know what they're doing. They do. They might be making the wrong decision, or they might not be handling it great, but it's not disheartening when a homegrown guy is less valued at home than on the road. Haven't you ever heard of the grass is greener? I mean, the reality of the situation is the 49ers think they know Brandon Ayuk's value, and they're holding firm to it.
But
period.
Yeah, okay. But I understand. You just said something to hit me. You appreciate the honesty from Kyle Shanahan about D-Buck. But what he said is what I told you, Willard and Dibbs, yesterday, and I think it's fair. Now, it's revisionist history, but you lost Jimmy Ward. You lost Armstead. And Kinlaw was not the correct answer. You thought he was a replacement for Buckner. And I think it's more than fair to step back now and say, damn, what if you had D-Buck? Would you have a Super Bowl? So I think that's fair. But what I don't like about Brandon and TJ, the combo, they're the ones doing all the talking. And my analogy is, Stoney, you're trying to convince somebody to love you. You can't do that. If you got to do that, and I've told my kids, it's over. And that's what I feel like. TJ, who's doing it right, and to a degree, Brandon himself going on all these outlets, and where has it gotten you? For some reason, Stoney, the Niners feel like $28 million allegedly for Brandon Ayuk. In a crazy world, he's not worth that to them.
Right. He's not.
But the caveat is, how do you get past this? When is this going to come to a head?
Let me help you. No urgency. Because the minute you say, oh, there's a lot of urgency, guess who you're giving all the power to? The player. And I am not a management guy. I'm more player. But you know what? Brandon Ayuk put himself in this situation, and here's where we're at.
So he turned down, allegedly, $32 million to go to New England, wants 26 from his current team, so he'd rather take a pay cut to stay here. And that's not, you know what I mean, Stoney? Like, that's not resonating right now with Lynch and Shanny, or York for that matter.
Exactly.
They're telling you, Stoney, we love you, but we ain't paying you 28,
bro.
They're
saying we like you a lot, but we don't love you. And we'll be damned if you're going to come in here and try to take us for money that we don't think you've deserved.
I don't want to see this happen, but man, if they are standing firm in the sand, the Niners that is, to go into week one at home against the Jets with no Brandon Ayuk for Purdy to throw to, that would just be many. And by many, Stoney, that would just be crazy as hell. And then is he really ready to stand on business and lose money by not showing up to the games?
We're
weeks away from finding out, I guess.
Exactly. So just relax.
No, I am.
No, you're not.
I'm a passionate person.
You're really mad that Jerry Jones has no urgency.
No, I'm mad.
You're more mad than he is.
I'm worried about his mentals. I'm worried about his health.
Well, we're worried about yours.
Hey, I'll tell you this. I woke up this morning. Somebody asked Jerry a question in that same interview. 4 seconds went by and not a word came out. I'm like, Jerry, you used to be Muhammad Ali on the mic.
There's nothing wrong with thinking about what you're going to say, take a lesson from Jerry Jones. Evan, play the sound that I've called for.
I told him this. Like, if I got a pick, I'm staying with the Niners. Why wouldn't you? And so it's up to John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. And hold up. What's the owner's name?
Jed York.
You listen to this, Jed York. Make it happen, Jed York. Don't let feelings come into place when it's business. You can't let your feelings get in the middle of business. Get it done. It sucks when another team appreciates your talent more than the team that drafted you. Because, we want you. Well, show me. Why you want me to take less? You're not giving anybody else less. You didn't give any. Who else played on their 5 contract? Bosa didn't. Debo didn't. Why do I have to? Players look at things like that, and you just want to be fairly compensated. B.A. had 105 targets. I believe C.D. Lamb led the league in 171 targets, I believe. So he had 66 more targets than B.A. I believe he had 400 yards, little give or take 400 yards. So out of those 66 targets, B.A.'s probably going to catch at worst 40 of them. He would have led the league in yards. He would have led the league. And so you have a good player that wants to be there, and he's probably done some things along this process that you don't like, as have you. Figure it out, Jay York. You the man that's signing the checks, baby. Get it done.
Quit begging.
And that's what it – I said it's like begging. The football version of being on the side of the road. Like, Stoney, everything he said is right, but – that makes me like it's going the other way. Stop it, TJ.
It's not hard.
Stop it. You're pleading to the owner. You're trying to tell the gal, love me. And she's saying she likes you. I've been there. You can go buy whatever. It's not going to buy her love.
And here's the one thing. Like every single thing that not only TJ Houshmandzadeh said.
He's trying, man.
But everybody says, I can argue the other way.
They're telling you.
Don't let emotions get into it. Oh, Ayuk's been emotionless? Brandon Ayuk has not been emotional. Oh, just the Niners have been. No, Brandon, maybe you've been emotional. Maybe you've been emotional wanting money that you don't deserve because you're not a top three receiver. Man. And here's the other. Oh, everything he's arguing for. If he played for Dallas, he'd have 2,000. He doesn't play for Dallas. And we here in San Francisco, that's right. You're right. Everything you said is right. He's not targeted like him because we don't play that kind of system. Yeah. It's like
we
are all answering our own questions.
But the one is, how does it end? That's the million-dollar one.
Stoney,
I appreciate you saying nothing he said was wrong. It's not. It's just At this, TJ, you're begging.
Zach in Redwood City. What's up, Zach? How you doing, man?
What's up, guys? I gotta bring up 3 points, all right?
Yep.
So, the first point, Brandon Ayuk, if I'm him, I don't know why you don't want to run it back with this team, but I understand you wanting to get the bag, as Bonte says, because you deserve it, right? I mean, it's just a matter of $25 million or $30 million. And if everyone on the Niners wants the bag, not everyone's going to get paid. So there's that. My second point, I know you guys haven't talked Warriors yet, but I'm looking at Jaren Jackson Jr. out in Memphis. I don't really think Memphis is there yet. I don't know, man. They got to start making some calls. And my third point, this goes back to the Niners. I'm a Hoosier. I'm a IU grad. And I'm in a huge Niners fan, diehard. And I'm so glad Jim Harbaugh's not our coach anymore. Screw that guy, and I hope we whoop up on the Chargers this year.
I disagree. Jim Harbaugh is excellent at his job, man. He could coach my team every time. As far as Michigan, do you got inside? I don't know if he was dirty, Steiny.
The NCAA, unethical conduct. I don't know. What is that, Goo? No, that's just he's doing things the right way. Hey, if you can do this.
They don't play the Chargers this year, by the way.
If you can find. Harbaugh was asked about it yesterday.
Oh, I missed this guy. I missed this answer.
This guy is unbelievable.
I'm excited.
He said something like, yeah, I'm going to end commentary on that or something like that. What?
I'm talking about coaching on the NFL level, Steiny.
This is what I mean. These guys couldn't care less about what you think of them, what I think of them. They don't care. They live in their own world. You think Jim Harbaugh cares that, you know, 30% of sports fans think he's a jerk?
Well, you know what? You got me thinking about what you said yesterday about Trent Williams. You think his teammates give a rat's behind, like when he figures this out and he comes back, that they're going to be mad or side-eyed? They know this is dude trying to get his money at the end. They're just to what you said. They're going to go about, hey, good to have you back, Steiny. Let's go get him, killer.
Like, you think Trent Williams cares that people think he's selfish?
No, I don't. No, I don't.
He couldn't care
Durant
less.
Cares about what people say and other athletes.
Yeah, I guess.
I can't wait to hear the sound. What did he say? I'm an end comment.
Well, I don't know if we have it. I asked him to look. I asked him to try to look for it now, and hopefully we'll have that by the Willard and Dibb show.
So now you're jealous taking it out on Evan because he's going to outside lands.
Come on, that was a great one yesterday.
Dude, that was great.
It's so great. We're going to test your knowledge of these acts coming up. Maybe in the 1 o'clock hour.
I felt older. This bothers me.
What?
Because we're not hip. I don't know half.
Speak for yourself.
Look, please. That's a show. Acho.
So we're going to, I guess Evan's going to.
Give us some names.
Talks about some bands that are there.
Some bands.
Some crooners.
Starts at 12:30 today. Gates open.
Oh,
yeah. I've never been to a Woodstock or anything like that.
Well, this could be Woodstock if it rains.
Festival at the lake back in the day.
There were 17 people there. This is a full-fledged concert.
I have the response, by the way.
Hey, you know what? Let's play it. Real quick. Uh-oh.
Never lie, never cheat, never steal. I was raised with that lesson. I have raised my family on that lesson. I have preached that lesson to the teams that I've coached. No one's perfect. If you stumble, you apologize, and you make it right. Today, I do not apologize. I did not participate, was not aware, nor complicit in those said allegations. So for me, it's back to work and attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
Oh, my God.
Put him on the ballot in November. That was great, Steiny. You got a problem with that?
That's not my coach.
That's your coach, Evan. Wow,
no,
Jim.
I want you to be honest.
Yeah.
Like,
that was phenomenal.
It's great. Right. And I still can't stand him, but it's great.
What about you and your girls? Like, he raised them the right way.
Well, I wouldn't be that arrogant to say that.
Dude, that was great.
What a build.
It's amusing.
Chargers
for sure.
In the playoffs. Just book it, man.
Listen, I could listen all day.
That was great.
I couldn't stand Bobby Knight. But I loved listening to him be a jerk.
Yeah.
Now, John Tortorella, He's the best. No, he's the best of all time. Torts. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. I see my man Alex in the city wants to respond to TJ Houshmandzadeh sound. What do you want to talk about, people? U.S. Olympic. Well, you know what? We'll decide. Guru and I, because it's our show.
My man.
Let me see. Segment was brought to you by Life Source Water Systems.
You just want to talk basketball, don't you?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.